I'm Steve Clark with Dr. Art Evans, entomologist, and this is What's Bugging You. Once again this week, I'm just blown away by different bugs that I've been able to observe right here at the station.
Mm-hmm.
There's a rear door, a little concrete pad, and utility light.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen the greenish click beetle out there.
Right.
I saw my first longhorn beetle out there. There's this green moth that's showing up these days, along with a little brown moth and some sort of a beetle that I'd never have seen before.
Right. You sent me those pictures. The green moth is a type of an owlet moth, but the one thing I recognized right away was that brown moth with the two pale parallel stripes on the wings. And I bet a lot of listeners are seeing those right now at their porch lights. And that's the adult of the eastern tent caterpillar.
They're hairy.
Mm-hmm.
Or what is that? It's called CD, right?
Right. Very good.
Well, these guys look like they have full-blown symphonic conductor hair.
They do look freshly coiffed. Everything is brushy and full.
And for a caterpillar that I have not cared much for in the past, the adults certainly are an attractive creature.
They are.
And the owlet moth, it looks like an oriental carpet complete with fringe that's been rolled up.
Yeah, they remind me of bits of lichen because they seem to have these irregular different tones of green together. And I can't help but think that if they land just so on a lichen-covered rock or branch, you'd be hard-pressed to see them right away.
Is there a particular light that does better for different insects?
Well,
or
white light is your best bet. The yellow lights are designed specifically to attract as few insects as possible, and I think they're an abomination. I want to attract insects. Mercury vapor lights are popular. The bluish street light will attract a lot of insects. It's too bad in a way. We have a lot of light pollution in the city, and there's a lot of these yellowish sodium lights around, and it gives this very diffuse glow, and you can't really see the stars, and there aren't many insects attracted to them. But if you are fortunate enough to live out in the country or the edge of town where you have some woods nearby, and you take just a regular incandescent light on a sheet or an old shower curtain or just a bright wall and turn it on, you can get all kinds of insects that you probably didn't realize were around. And sometimes when I was a kid, I used to just take a flood lamp. My dad would set one up for me and had the clamp on it, and I'd put it on a step ladder, set that up, and then I'd have a piece of clothesline between two trees, and I'd just drape an old bed sheet over it and have that lamp directed at the sheet. And it was just amazing all the things that came in. And always, you know, late spring, early summer, that seems to be the best. But you'll find interesting insects and different insects throughout the season.
And when you reach temperatures of, what, 70, 80 degrees?
The best conditions to do this are on moonless nights when the humidity is fairly high and the temperatures don't drop much below 65 degrees.
Okay.
So those are ideal circumstances. And it can be as different as night and day. When the temperature and humidity kick in, it's like flicking on a switch. The bug activity just skyrockets.
Dr. Art Evans is the author of Beetles of Eastern North America. You'll find photos, audio, and a link to Art's Facebook page at ideastations.org/radio/bugs.